line. Try to stay together. Gather around me, please. This is the studio where we shoot The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson.
Do you hear that, Lamont? This is where they shoot The Tonight Show. I like that. I like where that fella says, "Here's Johnny." What are you looking at? That's what he says every night. Ed McMahon says, "Here's Johnny."
Stop embarrassing me. I can't take you no place.
Yeah, I'll tell you where you can take me. You can take me home.
What are you talking about? You're the one that's been bugging me for the last month to take you on a tour of a television station.
And you're spoiling it for me. What am I doing?
You're talking too much and embarrassing me. That's what you're doing, and I want you to quit it.
You mean what I said about Johnny Carson?
That's right.
Well, that's what Ed McMahon says every night on the night show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will follow me, please, I will take you out to the Stars parking lot.
Oh, all right.
You hear that? The Stars parking lot. I bet that's where the Stars park their cars.
That's terrific, Pop. I guess you figured that out all by yourself.
You know, if you had your own television show, your announcer would say, "Here's Dummy."
Please watch your step. We are approaching the Star parking lot. Come all the way down here, please. Now, over there, in the first base, is where Flip Wilson parks his car.
Flip Wilson? Flip Wilson parks his car right here?
Yes, sir.
That must be Flip Wilson's oil. What are you doing? I'm just getting a little souvenir so I can show the fellas back in the neighborhood. You know, I show them this handkerchief, and I say, "Look, this is Flip Wilson's oil."
Could you get back over here? Now, I'm sorry about the interruption.
And the space over here is where Johnny Carson loves his car.
Here's Johnny's car!
Don't you knock it off.
Now, the car over here belongs to one of the guests appearing on Johnny's show tonight. Lena Horne.
Lena Horne? Wait a minute, Lena Horne. Did you say Lena Horne?
That's right, sir.
Lena Horne is somewhere in this building right now?
That's correct, sir. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Look, Lena Horne. I mean, the real Lena Horne.
Yes, sir, that's the one.
And now, folks, if you will just follow me, please, I will show you the NBC commissary.
Did you hear that, Lamont? You know who's in this building now? The Horne.
Listen, I don't want to talk to you no more, and I don't want to be around you no more. Now, you've embarrassed me for the last time today.
That's it. That's her name. And that's her door.
"5 minutes, Miss Horne."
Miss Horne? Anyone here? Lena's mirror. Last time Lena Horne looked in this mirror, her face is right there where mine is now. Lena's negligee. Lena's body was in there. Lena's brush. Nina's powder puff.
dressing room?
It's her. It's you. Oh. Oh, this is a big one. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. With Leela's puff in my hand.
What is the matter with you? Hey, wait a minute. Drink some water. I didn't mean to startle you, but what are you doing in my dressing room?
Right now, I'm having a heart attack.
Well, shall I call a doctor?
No, he'll go in and then I'll leave.
But what are you... Why are you in here? Do you work here? Are you with NBC?
Yeah. I'm with NBC.
Well, what do you do?
I'm an announcer.
You what?
You don't
You're an announcer.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't mean to laugh at you, but I don't quite see you as an announcer. And I'm right in the middle of a dress rehearsal for a show, so I must get back.
Well, then I tell you the truth. See, Miss Horn, I'm a fan of yours. I mean, a real big fan.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I saw your movie, A Stormy Weather, 38 times.
You're joking. You mean to tell me you paid to see Stormy Weather 38 times?
No, I only paid once. I went in on a Saturday and came out on a Wednesday evening. But see, that's not the real reason I came. See, the real reason I came is because I promised my son that I would try to see you.
You came here for your son? Well, now, I don't quite understand you. What does that mean?
You don't want to hear it.
Well, all right, if you don't want to talk about it.
But if you want to hear it, I'll tell you.
All right.
You sure you want to hear about this?
Oh, really? Now, I am in a big hurry.
Okay, then I'll tell you. See, my son is a big fan of yours, too. And his mother used to sing Stormy Weather when he was a baby. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky.
I remember the song.
See? Tommy, well, now the only time he hears her singing is in his dreams because she passed away.
Oh, I am sorry. Well, why didn't you bring him with you to see me?
Well, ever since that happened, little Lamont hasn't been the same.
Well, what's wrong with him?
What's wrong with him? What's wrong is, I don't know where to start.
Well, doesn't he go to school?
Not anymore. He's a drop-in.
You mean he's a drop-out?
No, drop-in. He dropped in a few times and then just quit.
Well, tell me, why is he so interested in me?
Well, like I said, see, his mother used to sing Stormy Weather to him, and the only other person could sing Stormy Weather like his mother is you. So I guess he sort of looks on you like a substitute mother.
Me?
Yeah. This morning, when he woke up, he looked up at me with those big brown eyes, and he said, "Daddy, you gonna see Lena Horne today?" He said, "That's so cute." He said, "Well, if you see her, would you tell her I love her?"
What a shame that you couldn't have brought him here with you.
Well, Rena, I can't,
Well, can't you bring him here with you?
No, he's, I can't explain.
He's not lame, is he?
Lame? Yeah, that's what he is, lame.
Oh, I am sorry. I'm so... You think he'd like my picture?
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Here's one already signed.
Oh, this is really nice. Is it going to really help? See, in the morning when little Lamont wakes up, I can hold his picture on the other side of the room and he can crawl out the bed to it.
Well, I do have to be getting back to the rehearsal. Thank you very much for coming by, Mr.
Sanford. S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period.
Mr. Sanford.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, listen. Tell the Lamont I said hello.
Yeah, and there's one other thing I promised him that I would ask you.
Yeah?
I couldn't.
Oh, but what is it?
I can't.
Well, all right.
Goodbye now.
Yes, I can. See, this morning, little Lamont sat up in the bed and said, Daddy, can you bring Nina Horner to see me?
That's impossible. I just can't do it. Well, you understand that.
Yeah, I understand. Big star like you got a lot more important things to do than visit little lame boys.
Mr. Sanford, that's not what it is. Well, look, first of all, I've got to do this show. Then I'm going to do a benefit for Operation Head Start up in San Francisco. So that means I've got to get right to the airport immediately.
Airport? Well, my place is right out near the airport. In fact, we're so close, when the planes fly over, we can see what movie's playing.
I'm sorry, I can't manage it. As it is, I'm going to be in a terrible hurry.
Well, I promised little Lamont that I would give you the message, so I'm giving you the message. Miss Horn, Lamont Sanford loves you. Little lame Lamont.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll come to your house. I'll come.
You will? Yes. I mean, you're not kidding me. You're not just saying this.
No, but now listen, only for a minute. Just put your address right here. I'll try to get there about 8 o'clock. Will little Lamont still be awake?
Yeah, if you're coming over, I see to it that he is. Now, you're not just saying this. Now, if you break your promise, you break his heart.
No, I promise.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the picture. And thank you for saving my little boy. I really appreciate it.
Where were you? I've been looking for you for the last 3 hours.
Where was I? Where were you? You just took off of them people and left me standing there.
Well, that's the last time I'm taking you anywhere.
Well, I'm glad you went off and left me. Because, you know, the greatest thing happened to me ever happened in my life.
I'll bet.
I ain't kidding you. You remember when they took us over there to show us where Johnny Carson parked his car?
Yeah.
Here, Johnny.
Are you going to start that again?
Well, right after you left, guess who I met?
Johnny Carson.
No. A she. The first lady of my dreams.
Pat Nixon.
Now, listen, if you're going to be kidding around, I'll just go on and take it. You ready? Lena Horne.
You met Lena Horne? Pop, have you been an Applejack again?
No. I met Lena Horne, and not only that, she's coming here tonight.
What did you say?
You heard me. Lena Horne is coming here tonight. You don't believe me?
Oh, I believe you. She's coming here accompanied by Duke Ellington's band, the Jackson Five, and Chubby Checker. Hi, remember me?
I know who that is.
Yeah, me too. It's Lena. She couldn't wait to get here.
Hello, Lamont.
Hey, Luther, what y'all hey, doing here?
Well, Fred told us all to come over.
Yeah, fellas, come on in and have a little sit down. Hey, get that chair against the wall, Billy. Come on in, Arthur. Sit down there.
Say, huh? What is this? What are y'all starting here? A Grey Panther party?
Listen, if you don't want to stay, you can leave.
Well, Fred, I done rounded up everybody who was in the pool room, and I brought them over here like you asked me to. Now, what's this all about?
Yeah, what's going on? It better be important. It was my shot.
I thought you fellas might want to hear about my tour of NBC today. Yeah, see here? Look at that stain. See, that's Flip Wilson's oil.
I'm afraid I know you ain't brought us all the way over here from the pool room to show us Flip Wilson's oil.
No, I got some oil from Flip Wilson's car, and I met Lena Horne.
You met Lena Horne?
You don't believe me? Who is that?
That's Lena Horne.
That's Lena.
Wait a minute. Where'd you get that picture?
She gave it to me. Lena gave it to me. You see it signed?
That's a rubber stamp. You probably bought that picture someplace, and you got about as close to Lena Horne as you got to Flip Wilson.
Well, I guess she'll have to tell you herself when she get here tonight.
Lena Horne is coming here tonight? Hey, Fred must have drank some of Flip Wilson's arm.
I wouldn't mind having a nip myself.
I'd have a little taste.
Yeah, give me a nip.
I tell you what I'm gonna do.
What?
You don't believe she's gonna be here? You wanna bet?
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Put up or shut up.
Yeah. Put your mouth on the floor. I mean money.
You gotta bet.
I'm in.
Bet.
How much?
$15 a piece.
It's a bet.
$15.
$15.
What are you doing?
Stay out of this. Now listen here, fellas. When you get here tonight, make sure you bring your money with you.
Oh, we're gonna bring ours. You just make sure you got yours here.
One other thing. When you get here tonight, hide outside and look through the window.
Oh, man, I don't be looking through no window, man.
Why can't we come in?
You got to stay outside.
Now, wait a minute, Fred. I'm going to tell you, I don't believe Lena Horne is coming here tonight or ever. But just in case she does, why can't we all be here? Tell her we're having a meeting.
That's a good idea.
Oh, listen, if Lena Horne came in and saw you guys, she wouldn't think it was no meeting. She'd think it was a mugging.
All right, Fred, we'll be back here.
All right. See you, Luba. What's the matter?
You flipped. You've actually flipped making a bet like that.
So I flipped. You can go upstairs and stay in your room and Lena Horne come. Don't bother to come down.
Oh, you want all to yourself, huh? Just the two of you.
That's right. That's right. A man and his horn.
Listen to me, Pop. Now, even if you did meet Lena Horne today, and even if she said she was coming here tonight, she probably just said it to get rid of you.
What do you mean?
Do you know how many people come up to her and ask her for favors? Now, it happens all the time. If she told you she was coming to this house tonight, it's just to get you out of her hair. And you believed her.
Yeah, I believe her. Sure, I believe her. You wouldn't do that to me, would you, Lena? You would never do that to me. You know, kill my chances of making $75. Hello, NBC. I'd like to speak to Miss Lena Horne. Thank you. Lena wouldn't lie to me. Lena couldn't lie to me. Lena would never lie to me. Why'd you lie to me, Lena? Hello. What? Yeah, I know she's going to the airport, but did she say she's going to stop anywhere else on the way? She never said anything at all about stopping anywhere else. Straight to the airport. Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. Sincerely, I bet that is a rubber stamp. Hello, son, where you been?
What do you think? I was down at the pool room trying to talk them dudes out that ridiculous bet you made.
And?
I couldn't. You don't still think she's going to show up, do you, Pop?
But she said she was going to be here. Honest, I ain't lying.
Well, what time did she say she was coming?
8 o'clock.
Pop, it's 8:15 now.
She ain't going to show up, is she? What am I going to do?
I should make you stay here and face them guys and pay up.
You know I ain't got no $75.
Yeah, then what we better do is get out of here, go to a movie or something, and when they get here, we'll be gone.
That's a good idea.
Listen, there's a movie down at the Paradise Theater that I think you ought to see.
What's the name of it?
Snow Job.
There goes Lena. Fellas are here already.
Are you Fred Sanford?
Yeah.
Excuse me a moment.
Please, please don't have another heart attack.
I didn't expect you.
But I told you I'd be here, didn't you? Didn't you believe me?
Yeah, but I just didn't.
Are you all right now?
I'm okay now.
You know something? You ought to do something about those heart attacks.
I am. I'm saving up for a heart transplant.
And anyway, I've got to get that plane, so where's little one?
Who? He's upstairs.
Oh, is he asleep?
Yeah, he just went to sleep.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I could have helped put him into his jammies.
Yeah, he would have liked that.
Hey, Pop, I think we better get out of here.
Pop? Did he say Pop? Is that little Lamont?
Oh. I think I'm having one, Pop. My very first one. And it's a big one. You hear that, Mom? Your little boy's coming to join you. What a mustache!
Lamont, this is Lena Horne.
I know.
This is little Lamont.
What?
Little lame Lamont.
What?
What is this story you told me, Mr. Sanford? I thought you had a little son.
I do. He'll always be my little son.
Well, of all the low-down rotten tricks, getting me out here by telling me you had a little boy who was lame.
Lame?
Yeah, lame. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, you don't have to be lame in the leg. You could be lame somewhere else.
You told her I was lame.
Lame, that's what he said. You're lame. And after I told you where I had to go and why I was in such a hurry, and now I'm going to miss my plane, and it's all your fault. Well, all I want to say to you is thank you very much.
Lena Horne!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's really Lena.
It's her all over.
Who are these, little Lamont's little playmates?
Fred, that is Lena Horne. Man, you wasn't jiving her. You really did it.
I knew her right away.
Yeah. Well, good night, fellas. Miss Horne got to get a plane.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Fred. You won the bet. We owe you $15 apiece. Hey, I got the money right here for all of us. Yeah, bet's a bet now.
Bet? Did you say a bet?
Yeah. Fred bet us $15 apiece he'd get you to come to his house tonight, and son of a gun if he didn't do it.
Low-down, rotten, lying, jiving, conniving.
Wait a minute now. You gotta let me explain. See, let me explain. When you told me that you had to fly to San Francisco to do a benefit for Operation Head Start, then I got to thinking, I got some friends that might want to make a donation. So to make sure that all of them had some money when they got here, that's why I bet them. And here's all the money here right now with our compliments. And thank you, man.
Where's your 15, Pop?
Oh, is this for real? Yes. Really real?
It's real. Yeah, don't you love it?
Oh, well, what can I say? Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute, Miss Horne, here's my 15. Hey, Pop, aren't you coming to bed? Hey.
Huh?
Aren't you coming to bed?
She was here. She kissed me.
I know, Pop.
I was kissed by the Horn.
Listen, Pop, you gotta get some sleep.
She was in this house. She was standing right there where you are, and she gave me one across the lips.
I know, Pop. Come on, let's go to bed now.
She was right in this house.
I know that, Pop, but she's gone now.
Yeah, she's gone, but she was here. Don't know why, there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. This might get
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape for a live studio audience. We'll be right back.